This is Mike Johnson with the World Business Report Wall Street Update for Monday, October the 27th. Shares in New York trod water for most of the trading day. There's unease about the economic situation in Europe. Investors are also considering what life would look like once the American Central Bank calls a halt to its $4 trillion financial stimulus program. With his view of the day's events on Wall Street, here's Peter Jankowskis at Oak Brook Investments in Chicago.
The market was down modestly for the day overall. It started the day down approximately 0.7% on some economic numbers that were a little bit weaker than expected, but it did manage through the day to work its way back up to the point where it was down less than 0.2%.
And all eyes continue to be on the American Central Bank, don't they, about what it's going to be up to in terms of its big program of economic stimulus?
Yes, that's correct. I think it is expected that they're going to announce that program has ended, and then the speculation is going to be centered on what are their plans for interest rates. Certainly they can't go down anymore. They have to start coming up at some point, and that's going to be the next thing that people will be focused on.
Are people seriously expecting an increase in interest rates anytime soon? Because economies just about everywhere are pretty weak, aren't they?
Yeah, I think at this point the speculation is when does it occur in 2015. I would suspect the earliest that we might see something would be toward the end of March, but more realistically we're probably looking at June or even later in the year before we see rates begin to rise.
And look at the oil price, it's continuing to fall, isn't it, and dragging down the share values of a lot of energy companies with it.
Yes, there was a report out this morning from one of the brokerage houses that was forecasting $75 a barrel for oil, and that certainly had a negative impact on energy stocks in the U.S. today. Certainly here in the U.S., it made energy the worst performer.
Peter Jankowskis. Shares in Twitter, meanwhile, fell more than 9% in unofficial trading after the main New York markets had closed. Even though the number of people using the online messaging service continues to increase, its forecast for future growth was seen as disappointing. Overall, the Dow closed at 16,817. And that's all for this Wall Street Update.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and debate, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcasts. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/BBC World Biz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/BBC Business.